This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There's a new support group for Coloradans with long COVID. That's at UC Health in Northern Colorado. CPR's Allison Borden has more.
15% of adults in Colorado reported experiencing symptoms of long COVID, according to the CDC. Those symptoms include things like fatigue, brain fog, shortness of breath, and more. So UC Health Medical Center of the Rockies is hosting a support group for Coloradans dealing with long COVID. One of the doctors leading the group says there's no specific treatment, so anyone experiencing long COVID symptoms can help other people by sharing what works and what doesn't. I'm Allison Borden, CPR News.
The group's first meeting is today at the hospital in Loveland. A bill in the legislature would expand Colorado's medical and veterinary schools. CPR's Paolo Shalcida.
The proposed bill includes funding for a new osteopathic medical school at the University of Northern Colorado. There's also new money to expand enrollment at undergraduate health programs across the state. Governor Jared Polis said the state badly needs healthcare professionals.
We also had a lot of medical professionals retire early and burn out during the pandemic years. That, coupled with the increased need, will help this new medical school thrive in Northern Colorado.
Colorado State University would also receive funds to help fill the state's need for an additional 41,000 veterinarians by 2030. I'm Paolo Shalcida, CPR News.
Travelers flying out of Denver International Airport can now reserve a parking spot ahead of time. People can reserve a spot as early as 90 days in advance or up to 5 minutes before they arrive at the airport. This is CPR News.